Blog Talk Radio.
God shall reign forever and ever. We bless the name of the Lord, beloved. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, welcoming you tonight once again to listen to the Word of God as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world. We just want to thank the Lord that we can come into His presence, we can share His words. We want to thank Him for everything that He has done for us. We had a very horrible weekend with the storm, but we prevailed, and we thank God for that. We just want to glorify Him tonight And I just want to encourage you, beloved, press into the Lord. Press in, and don't you give up on the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift up your hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're holy. Yes, you are. 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 Because of who you are, I give you glory. Oh, because of who you are, I give you praise. And because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, oh yes, I will. I will worship you. Because of who you are. Everybody say together.
Because of who you are, I give you glory.
Just because of who you are.
Because of who you are, I give you praise.
Because of who you are, Jesus.
Because of who you are.
Come on, tell him, because of who you are.
The name of the Lord. I worship you because of who you are, my God, my King, my all in all. Dearly beloved, I encourage you once again to humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. And I just want to share with you, we shall steer safely through every storm, so long as our attention fervent, our courage steadfast, and our trust fixed on God Almighty. If at times we are somewhat stunned by the tempest, never fail, beloved. Let us take breath and go on afresh. Bless the name of the Lord for these words, written by Francis D. Sales. Behold the Lord.
Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord Almighty. True and righteous are all King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, glorify your name? Behold the Lord, God is my salvation. In him I trust and will not be. Forever behold the Lord.
the name of the Lord. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join in with us and be blessed by the Word of God. Tonight, we just want to share with you praying scriptures. Scriptures for worship-based prayer. Some scripture texts are revised for personalization. Beloved, praying the scripture make us more biblical. What could be more appropriate? Using God's word as a base for interact with Him assures that our communication is successful and honors Him. Praying scripture is not just reading the scripture in a spiritual frame of mind. Praying scripture is not like reading a prayer. When praying scriptures, we put ourselves into the scripture and let what it is saying become our heartfelt desire that we can then express as from our heart to God's heart. Isn't that wonderful? When praying scriptures, we put ourselves into the scripture and let what it is saying become our heartfelt desire that we then express as from our heart to God's heart. It is such a beautiful thing to be able to do that. So tonight, as we share the praying scriptures with you, we pray that you be blessed. And we start with Psalms 18, verses 46 through 50. Lord, you live. I bless you, my rock, and exalt you. The God of my salvation, who executes vengeance for me and subdues people under me, you deliver me from my enemies. Surely, you lift me above those who rise up against me. You rescue me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you among the nations, O Lord. And I will sing praises to your name. You give great deliverance to your king and show loving kindness to your anointed ones. We now take a look at Psalm 19, verse 1, verse 57, and Psalm 10, verse 11. The heavens are telling of your glory, O God, and their expanse is declaring the work of your hands. Your loving kindness is great to the heavens, and your truth to the clouds. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let your glory be above all the earth. Psalm 19, verse 14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are my rock, and you are my redeemer. Lord, you are my shepherd. I shall not want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside still waters. You restore my soul, O God. You guide me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are always with me, Lord. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me in every situation. Every trials, every tribulations I go through, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And that is the 23rd Psalm, verses 1 through 6, beloved. And we now take a look at Psalm 24, verses 1 through 10, which says, the earth is yours, Lord, and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. For you founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who may ascend unto your hill and who may stand in your holy place? He who has clean hands and pure heart. Who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully, he shall receive a blessing from you and righteousness from you. My God of my salvation, this is the generation of those who seek you, who seek your face, O Lord. Lift up your hearts, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Pure heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? Lord of hosts, you are the King of glory. We bless the name of the Lord as we continue tonight on our spiritual journey. And as we are praying the scriptures tonight, we pray that it will be a blessing for you. And we take a look at Psalm 46 as we pray. God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore I will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. The holy dwelling places of the Most High God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, behold the works of the Lord. Was brought desolations in the earth. makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Cease striving. I know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Amen. As we bless the name of the Lord, we just want to thank him tonight. Again, to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us and be blessed by the Word of God. I just want to share with you keep calm and trust God. And I'm going to share excerpts from this book with you tonight. It was written by Jake Providence and Keith Providence. And the title of this book is Keep Calm and Trust God. So whatever circumstances you're going through, just keep calm and know that there is a God in heaven. And I quote, Our lives seem to be under constant assault. Worry, fear, stress, and anxiety make war on many of us daily. Our society has accepted depression and discouragement as the common social ailments. Anxiety threatens to immobilize us as unfulfilled dreams, loss, divorce, sickness, death, failures, mistakes, and criticism seem to rain down on us like bombs. But God is not the author or cause of such destructive atrocities. The Bible clearly states in John 10, verse 10, that it is Satan that is the enemy who comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus Christ came that we may have life, and life more abundantly. I just want to share that with you once again. Jesus Christ came that we might have life, and life more abundantly. God has promoted us to never leave you, or He promised us, I'm sorry. God has promised us to never leave us or forsake us. He wants to be part of our lives. When we need Him, when we need His help, He'll always be there for us. He will uphold us and sustain us. He will give us peace in the midst of the storms in our lives. But we must keep calm, and we must trust Him. And sometimes we find ourselves in situations where we, instead of seeking the Lord, to our neighbors. But what can they tell us? Can they help us through the problems, or they will just listen? What kind of encouragement can they give us? But we know we serve a mighty God. And we know that if we keep calm and trust Him, He will take care of our problems. I must agree that we all face the daily opportunity to worry about something: our health, our finances, our families, our jobs, and the economy. And the list is endless. But if we let our worries consume our lives, then that becomes a problem. Worry is so unproductive, it accomplishes nothing except producing anxiety, stress, and fear. Worry will rob you of your joy. Worry will rob you of your peace. Worry will rob you of your faith, beloved. It can cloud your mind and often leads to irrational thinking. But we must keep calm and trust God. Worries, strength, hold on, your life only grows. if you will dwell on your problem. But there's great news, beloved. Plan is for you to live a worry-free life. You may be wondering, how is this possible? How is it possible, beloved? By putting your complete trust and confidence in God and in His Word. God promised that He would never leave you nor forsake you. And the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, not to worry about a thing. If you were to look through the eyes of your Heavenly Father, you would see that no situation or circumstances is too great for God. Our problems are actually quite small compared to how big our God is. And He's huge. Beloved, the secret so many people miss is that it's not enough to tell yourself not to worry about something. You have to replace worried thoughts with God's thoughts. Dwell on the Word, which is the Word of God and God Himself. You dwell on His thoughts. Paul refers to this process as renewing your mind, Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Making it a part of your daily routine to read, meditate, and speak God's Word will transform your entire life. So whatever your situation right now, beloved, don't worry about it. When worries try to grip you, tell yourself to keep calm and trust God, because He's going to take care of you. And I want to remind you that you are more precious than gold in the sight of God. Let us pray. Lord, help me not to worry about anything. I am looking to You, my God, to see me through every situation that comes up in my life. In obedience to Your Word, I cast all my care, my concern and worry on You. Grant me Your peace to remain steady and calm, O God. Peace, rule, and reign in my heart. Tonight I put my trust and confidence in You, Lord. I know You love me, Lord, and care for me as a loving Father. I know You will not let me down, O God. I believe You're working everything out for my good. My God, my Lord, tonight I ask You to reveal to me Your perfect will in every situation that I face, mighty God. Let me keep looking to You. And not let my heart be troubled or fearful. Help me, O mighty God, to be spiritually strong and courageous, and not to let my emotions or feelings dictate my actions. In the name of Jesus, I thank You, Lord, and I bless You. Tells us in Psalm 55, verse 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 says, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And what can be against us? Bless the name of the Lord, beloved. Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord, and we bless you. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for tuning in tonight. And we pray that you join us again on Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to use the scripture as a praying tool. Pray to the Lord through scriptures. In every situation, I want to encourage you to pray. It doesn't matter how dark it may seem. Keep calm and trust God. God loves you. God loves you, beloved.
Glory, I can see him by.
Beloved, as we continue on this spiritual journey, and I pray that the Lord will bless you throughout this week. Join us once again on Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be blessed by the Word of God. Good night.